This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. Jean-Philippe Rameau, a visionary of French opera and music theory, popular in both the 18th century and now, and still considered one of the best French composers of all time. Not a bad legacy for someone who didn't start writing music for the stage until he was almost 50. He lived a whole other lifetime before he wrote a single opera, and still managed to write works the world won't soon forget. Tonight, it's all about Rameau. We explore the magic of his theatrical works for orchestra, drama, intrigue, and a lot of mythology. WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. I'm Jesse Jacobs. The Boston Early Music Festival is a world-famous gathering that happens every other year, welcoming audience members and musicians from across the world to enjoy a week of unforgettable opera, concerts, and an early music exposition. And over the years, during the Boston Early Music Festival, Thursday nights have become a special event during that week. It's when the members of the orchestra that's been assembled for a grand opera production take a break from the theater and get together on the concert stage. And in the program you're about to hear, the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra brought the sparkle of the theater along with them through music by Jean-Philippe Rameau to New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. The 2019-2020 season marks the 30th anniversary of the Boston Early Music Festival concert series. And it continues in the next couple of weeks with two concerts. First, on January 31st, soprano Dorothée Mields and recorder soloist Stefan Timming perform an intimate program of English folk songs alternating with works by Purcell, Dowland, and others. Then, on February 7th, Jordi Savall returns to Boston with his ensemble's Hesperian 21 and La Capella Real de Catalunya. For information about those and the rest of the Boston Early Music Festival season, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Tonight, we hear Rameau in a program called Dreams and Monsters. In the second half, we dive into Dardanus, the musical telling of a hero slaying a monster, saving a kingdom, and marrying his love. But in the first half, brothers, the underworld, and Jupiter restoring life in Castor et Pollux. To begin this half of the program, Rameau's overture from Nais with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, led by concertmaster Robert Mealy on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Rameau's Overture from Nais with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra on WCRB in Concert. That overture is the start to an epic detailing of the Roman god Neptune, his love for a nymph and his rivals for her affection. And you know what, we can certainly hear Rameau's affection for mythology throughout this evening. A bit more from Nais later in this first half of the program, and Rameau's Dardanus is the star of the second half. Mythology abound in WCRB in Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. For now, we dive into Castor et Pollux, Rameau's most popular opera during his own time and one that helped him become one of the world's most important 18th century French composers. It details the lives, loves, and adventures in the afterlife of two brothers, two heroes, one immortal, one mortal, both in love with the same woman. Music from Rameau's Castor et Pollux, starting with two minuets on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you.
two minuets, a tambourin, and two gavottes from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Castor et Pollux. The Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra on WCRB in Concert, a program from their 2019 festival. In 2019, the theme for the festival was Dreams and Madness, and featured performers like Stile Antico, Vox Luminous, and Acronym, alongside the centerpiece opera, the North American premiere of Stefani's Orlando. Hungarian soprano Emuke Borat played the role of the knight Bradamante in Orlando. But she also joins us for this program in a more intimate performance. On stage with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, she plays the role of Telair, singing about a day more terrible than darkness in one of Rameau's best-known arias, Triste Après, from Castor and Pollux. Emuke Borat and the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you.
Ramo's aria Triste Apre from Castor E Pollux, soprano Emoke Borat, and the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra on WCRB in concert. You'll find program notes, texts, and translations for today's concert on our website. Or listen to this program anytime you want, WCRB in concert, on demand, at classicalwcrb.org/programs. WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, exploring theatrical music of Jean-Philippe Rameau in a program called Dreams and Monsters. And this half, we're focusing on Rameau's Castor and Pollux. Continuing now on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Among the fleeting shades, love still launches his flames. On those shores, there are only those who are happy in love. Ramo's aria, Among the Fleeting Shades, the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra welcoming soprano Teresa Wakeham to the stage, along with a duo of dancers in that performance. An evening of theatrical music with Jean-Philippe Rameau and the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra on WCRB in concert, from a performance during their 2019 season at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. The theatrics of Rameau's Castor et Pollux continue with Passepiel on WCRB. Passepiel from Rameau's Castor et Pollux, in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. In this program, from their 2019 season, we celebrate the orchestra, Rameau's orchestral drama specifically. You know, for a man who made his mark on the opera world late in his life, Rameau made it count. He lived a whole other life before he sat down to write his first opera at the age of 51. He wrote Castor et Pollux at 52, which won over the hearts and minds of audiences for his lifetime. Another aria from it now, from a conflicted hero. Does he save his brother or marry his love? Nature, Love, on WCRB in concert, the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra with baritone Christian Immler. Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and baritone Christian Immler singing the part of the hero Pollux for that aria Nature Love from Rameau's Castor and Pollux, bringing our exploration of one of Rameau's most famous operas to a close on WCRB in concert. Nature and love, you who both rule my heart, the touching first line of that aria. You'll find program notes, text, and translation at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. I'm Jesse Jacobs. We continue this dramatic orchestral program of Rameau by returning to his opera Nais for selections including A March, Chaconne, and Entrée des Luthiers. WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. Selections from Rameau's Naïs, the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra on WCRB in concert, recorded in New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. We hear Jordi Savall in the next hour to celebrate his upcoming performance with the Boston Early Music Festival's 30th anniversary concert series. Plus, Rameau's Dardanus awaits in the second half of this program, celebrating the magic of the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. This is WCRB in concert.